This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast helping you out of the gray and into the blue. Now, here's Jay Glazer.
Welcome into Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer. I'm Jay Glazer, and today is a special show. It's our Veterans Day Week show. You all know how invested I am into the military and our veterans. And today is the best guest I've ever had, coolest guest I've ever had, most amazing story I've ever heard in my life. And I do have to get a little housekeeping out of the way here first. If you're like many people, you will be surprised to learn that 1 in 5 adults in this country experienced mental illness last year, yet far too many fail to receive the support they need. Carolyn Behavioral Health is doing something about it. They understand that behavioral health is a key part of whole health, delivering compassionate care that treats physical, mental, emotional, and social needs in tandem. Carolyn Behavioral Health, raising the quality of life through empathy and action. All right, welcome in again to Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, special Veterans Day podcast. I never get starstruck, or words are hard to come by. In the last, I don't know, 30 years of doing this and the career I've in, except for one time in my life. That's the other time I've met these two people. And I don't know if I'm going to do them justice introducing them, but folks, you want to be on this journey with us tonight because it's the most incredible story of love first, perseverance, courage, and so many other adjectives that you all will come up with along this journey. I'm so grateful they're here with me. Let me lay this out correctly here. There's two guests, and we've never done this before. All right. Shoshana Johnson, who's the first African-American female POW that America's ever had, and the Marine that rescued her in Iraq, Kearney Russell. Welcome both to Unbreakable. So there's so many ways we could start. I met you both on a Zoom for MVP, charity I found, Emerging Vets and Players, and that's the first time you had ever seen each other, right, since Kearney, you guys rescued Shoshana.
Yeah, that was the first time. It's kind of weird that being the first time, actually, now that I think about it.
Is this the second time? Have you two kept in touch?
This is the second time.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. First of all, let's go back. Shoshana, because there's two different ways. Shoshana, I want you to tell me your version of what had happened in those days, that day when Kearney and his crew rescued you. And then I want Kearney, for you to chime in, because you obviously had a version from the outside, a totally different way of seeing it. Shoshana, take it away.
I remember it was a Sunday morning. I don't know if we were really keeping track or we figured out it was Sunday afterwards. And our guards were giving us breakfast.
How long have you been in captivity at that point?
22 days.
22 days. And 22 how days. Did you get captured in the first place?
We were captured in an ambush in Anazaria, Iraq.
Wow.
We lost 11. It was 6 of us captured that survived the captivity.
Wow.
Lorianne Paestoa was captured alive, and she died of her injuries. Sergeant Donald Walters was captured and died of injuries also.
Wow. So you get captured. And again, forgive me because it's, you know, I'm used to interviewing football players and fighters and all this. And you're a different type of fighter. So forgive me if I have a question that's ignorant or anything like that. You get captured. What's going through your mind?
First of all, you worry about the others. I mean, right. I'm not in it by myself. There's my fellow soldiers and so forth. So you wonder who else got injured, who's dead and so forth. And then you start to wonder, are you going to make it through this?
Do they keep you separated?
Yes. Now, the way they have ambush happened, they broke down our convoy into three parts. I was part of the last part where we got captured. I don't know if the rest of the convoy got out. Mm-hmm. I didn't find that out until the day we were rescued and we got to Doha, and they broke down to us exactly who died and who made it out. So part of that, we didn't know for all of our captivity. We knew about Lynch. We knew about Lori, but we didn't know if they had survived or died or whatsoever. Especially Jessica, I knew that she had been injured and taken to the hospital in a Nazaria. I didn't know if she had survived, what happened. And I thought Lori was dead.
Wow. So when they take, where do they bring you and put you in?
They actually took us to Baghdad. And, you know, unfortunately, with the stuff that's recently happened in the Middle East, a lot of that stuff brought up some really intense memories, because a lot of the videos where they would take the hostages out and show them off, they did the exact same thing to us.
Wow.
They really? Did the exact same thing. I mean, we're in a vehicle. They would stop in different cities and show us off. You know, we got spit on, we got slapped and so forth as they took us from a Nazaria to Baghdad. So lately, seeing a lot of those images brought back a whole lot into my head about those days. Sometimes it's good because it's nice to realize where you are right now and how well you're doing. But it also brings up stuff like, oh, my gosh, I had forgotten about that particular incident, or, you know, stuff like that. And it makes it very intense.
When it's happening, are you trying to just reconcile, like, oh, it's going to take a while. Am I going to live or am I going to die? How do I survive? Like, how are you, what's your survival, I guess, tactics between the years and the early point of that?
You just hope, you know? I mean, there's always a time, oh, this is it, I'm going to die. And then you're like, nope. Within a minute, you know, you go back and forth and talking to yourself in your head. Within a minute, you're like, no, this is it, I'm going to die. And then you're like, nope. I made it this far. There's a reason. You know, and you just hold on as best as you can. And that's all you can do. I had no control over anything. I had no control whether I went to the bathroom, whether you ate, whether you slept, you know, and stuff like that. No control. All you can do is hope, pray. I mean, if you have a sense of faith or anything like that, and hold on. You know, I remember, I tell this story all the time. When I was younger, back in the day, Kearney won't remember this because he's too young. They used to have TV movies, movie of the weeks and stuff like that. You know, now they have Netflix and all. It was TV and movie week. And there was a one called Shogun. It was a mini series and stuff like that. Part of Shogun, there was a point where a guy like literally got so afraid he had a heart attack and dropped dead. I remember asking my mom, oh, my God, what happened, Mom? She goes, he had a heart attack. He got so scared. As life goes on, things happen and everything. You watch the Lifetime movies and these dramatic things happen to these women. And I'm like, that's not me. If it came up to me, I'd have a heart attack and die, just like the dude in Shogun. So here I am in the ambush. I'm waiting to have my heart attack and die because I'm terrified. But the heart attack doesn't come. So it's kind of realization. I got to live through this. I'm going to have to, you know, go day by day, minute by minute. And that's the realization. And it also teaches you, you don't know how strong you are until you have to be. I sure thought I was going ready for my heart attack. I didn't think I was tough enough, but here I am.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques. Whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products, Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
So when they brought you, I don't know where they brought you. Did they bring you to one place and keep you there for 22 days? They move you around?
They moved us around. Baghdad, we were taken to Baghdad. We were interrogated. Then we were put into a cell. We were in a prison for a couple of days. And we got moved 7 times.
Wow.
Every time the U.S. got close, and we can hear it. We can hear the bombings. We can hear them getting gunfire and stuff like that. We were moved as the U.S. got close. Kearney and them found us in a house. It was somebody's home.
Wow. Did you know, like, were you blindfolded the whole time? Or were you aware, like, okay, I'm in this now. They're moving us here. They're moving us. Like, how aware were you? What was happening?
They blindfolded us when they moved us.
Right.
We couldn't see a thing. Lots of times they moved us at night. We didn't know at the time. We found out later they were moving us in a Red Crescent van. There was a couple of times there were firefights going on and they're moving us in the middle of it and things like that.
How many other people were you with? And are you in a room? Or are you?
They kept me separate until the last two places. We were all separate in the beginning. I think it was like the third or fourth place where they started to put the men together. And then I stayed by myself until the last two houses, and then they put me with the guys, and it was 6 guys and myself.
Now, Kearney, I want to bring you in here, right?
Yeah.
So in the days leading up, and, you know, Shoshana said she's in a house. Tell us what you're told. Tell us how you guys are starting to form this mission to go rescue Shoshana and the others.
So to backtrack a little, actually, she mentioned Nazaria, and my memory serves me correct. Our battalion got ambushed in Nazaria. I think they had dubbed that Ambush Alley shortly after we had gone through there. You know, so it was kind of a known area. And I want to say we had gone through there prior to, Shoshana and her unit moving through there. So it was kind of like a known hot area to go through. So yeah, I remember that night pretty vividly. You know, it was one of those things where we were rolling through, you know, going back to Nazaria, we were rolling through, and then it just seemed like up to the front of the convoy, all hell broke loose and it just trickled all the way down. And it was like, whoa, what's going on here? And I think that was like our first actual real engagement, you know, none of like the pop shots or anything like that. It was actual real engagement with guys who wanted to fight back. So yeah, no, I remember Nazaria. I remember rolling through there, So back to, you know, the whole goal for us, I guess, was just get to Baghdad. You know, I remember, you know, talking with the guys and, hey, you know, we got to get to Baghdad. Once we get to Baghdad, this war's over and all this stuff. And we were making really good progress going up there, moving north. I remember we had stopped kind of on the outskirts, and I want to say we'd formed Task Force Tripoli. Task Force Tripoli was like formed like, hey, forget about Baghdad. We want you guys past Baghdad. Let's go up to Saddam's hometown at Tikrit. Like, let's get up there and, like, let's show them we're up here. We're going to fight our way all the way through. I remember hearing some talk, hey, if we take any you know, shots in Baghdad, we just want to race straight through there. We want to get to Tikrit, where that was supposed to be the big fight was supposed to be in Tikrit. Because he was, you know, Saddam was supposed to have his I think it was like the Revolution Guard or something like that. Like, that was going to be their last stand. Like, the big fight was going to be in Tikrit. So it's like, hey, let's get Task Force Tripoli up there as fast as we can. And So, you know, we kind of just pushed straight through Baghdad, and I want to say like the night prior. So there's all these rumors going around too. Like, even, you know, I went to Iraq another time after that, and Afghanistan after that. And there's always rumors that fly about, you know, and one of the rumors was that I think it was like the Army's 3rd Infantry Division was going to come relieve us in place. Like, once we get up there, we're going to, you know, once we get to Tikrit, we'll fight, we'll do our thing. The Army's 3rd ID is going to come relieve us, and we're going home, you know? So it's like the rumors are spreading and all that stuff. So we got outside of the city where the, that rescue had gone down. And just prior to moving in, a friend of ours, Elliot Ruiz, he had got injured. You know, he got injured, I think it was like a few days prior to that. And so we move into, I forget the name of the city. Do you remember the name of the city, Shoshana?
Samarra.
Samarra. Thank you. Yeah. So we moved into Samarra that night, and I think it was 2nd Platoon or something like that. They had taken some, you know, they'd taken some shots. They had some action going on over by the area that they were tasked to secure. My platoon, we had a bridge. It was kind of quiet that night. So the following morning, you know, we're told, hey, stop every like high profile car that's coming through, because that's going to be the, those are like supposedly like Saddam's guys, you know, like if you see any high, like, you know, nice looking luxurious cars, stop them. You know, we got guys that need to talk to them. So we're just doing that. It was kind of boring for us that morning, I remember. And then we get told, hey, battalion commander wants to talk to you guys. So we're like, hey, the Army's 3rd ID's here. We're going to be going home soon. You know, and battalion commander came out, and he's like, hey, look, we got a mission for you guys. You know, kind of in a nutshell, like, hey, we got a mission. There's 7 Americans in this town, and we're going to go get them. You know, and it was like, whoa, so the Army's 3rd ID is not here, you know? So, yeah, that's kind of how it got briefed down to us. And I remember hearing terms during that whole, you know, push up to Baghdad and stuff. It was like, hey, you guys are weapons free, you know, not out there just lawless, you know, shooting and stuff like that, but military age men that pose a threat. And that was the first time that I heard, hey, you guys are going to be weapons tight on this one, you know? So like, don't shoot unless you guys are getting shot at. And it was like, yeah. So I was kind of like, oh, wow. And then, hey, by the way, Russell, you're the point man, you know? And I'm like, all right, you know, this is going to be great, you know? So, yeah, that was like kind of leading up to it.
How many other Marines are you with leading this rescue?
So it was our platoon. There would have been, we were light on that, that deployment. We were real light. So we probably had on the ground, maybe 10 guys wow. on the ground, but we
That's
had,
it. Wow.
Yeah. Then that was like, you know, we plussed up a little for that. I remember our company first sergeant came out with us, you know, maybe one or two other people, but actually guys that I was with the whole time, there was probably like 10 of us, you know. We had vehicles in support. Don't get me wrong. You know, we had our vehicles that brought us there. The outer cordon was set with the, you know, platoon of vehicles. The inner cordon was set with another platoon of vehicles. But the actual rescue force on the ground was kind of light.
And how did you know where to go, where she was? You had, when did that information?
That morning, somebody. That morning, somebody had came up. We didn't know they were there. Wow. I remember hearing that you know, some soldiers had got captured. We heard that. You know, we heard that, like, hey, some soldiers got captured, guys, like, you know, stick together type deal, you know, don't get separated, you know, this, that, and the other. It's like, all right. So we had known that. I knew that Jessica Lynch had got rescued as well. Like, we had heard that the SEALs had gone in and rescued Jessica Lynch. So, yeah, that morning, I think somebody had walked up to, like, 1st or 2nd platoon. One of the guys, like, was like, hey, handed them a piece of paper, basically. And kind of like the how it was told to us after was like, that the people who had them captive, like their people who were holding them, got so scared because we were like, Task Force Tripoli was doing what we were supposed to do and moving so fast that they were like, whoa, like, we don't want them anymore type deal.
Wow.
So yeah, that's how it was told to us after, is like, you know, they basically got scared. They're like, you know, we weren't supposed to be there that quick.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health.
Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques. Whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products, Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Okay, so now, Shoshana, I'm going to go back to you here. Okay, we're going to get to this. So it's the day of. Do you think something's different? Are you starting to feel that, man, that there could be hope inside here?
It was a little different because they used to keep us in a room where we slept and all that kind of stuff. And they brought us out to like a living room kind of area, and they were giving us breakfast, you know, which was tea and a little, you know, cake thingamajig like that. And I was like, okay. You know, and the night before, I remember definitely the night before, they gave us this big meal, like a version of hamburger with some rice, and they gave us soda and chocolate. And I was like, oh yeah. And then I thought, oh hell, this is my last meal.
Wow.
You know, so wow. I definitely was terrified.
Did you know we were there? Curious if you had heard like that firefight that I think it was first or second platoon had gotten into.
No, I don't remember. And that was kind of the scary stuff because before we were hearing firefights, we were hearing, you know, gunfire and stuff. Once you move to a house and you don't hear none of that action, then how are you going to get found? They can't come and look through every house in Iraq. So once you start putting us in houses, I really started to get scared. I was like, they can't go through everybody's house. How are they going to find us? You know, and then, you know, then the last meal comes into play and I'm like, oh shit, it's over. Well, it was over. You know, them guys came busting down the door. I mean, you hear boom. And then you're get down.
So where are you when this is going?
No, we're all in the little dining room or living room area. You know, everything's, you know, you sit on the floor and stuff like that and everything. And
what kind of condition are you in? Are you injured? Have they done anything to you?
I was shot in both legs during the ambush.
Oh my God.
But, you know, I was doing okay.
Okay.
Me, I get up and I'm like, oh, they don't mean me. I'm American. So I'm standing there. And it was Gordon Miller. He was the LT, came up and like pushed me to the ground. And I'm like, what? And he was, you know, basically they get everybody on the ground.
Back up. Are you blindfolded or you're not blindfolded?
I'm not blindfolded.
Okay.
They were giving us breakfast.
So do you hear like boom, boom, boom? Do you hear anything outside? Do you hear them creeping? Do you have any idea? Or are you just shocked when this door kicks open? Or I think you also said there was a couple booms. I think the last time we.
I heard two big booms in the door coming down.
Right. Okay.
Or coming open. I was like, oh crap, what the hell? And then you hear clear English. They're talking about get down. And it's clear English. It's not accented or anything. So you're like, I'm going home.
How quickly does that trigger with you? Like, this is it. I'm getting rescued.
I mean, by the time get down. And I was like, oh my God, that's Americans. I'm going home.
Bring me inside your mind right there when you realize I'm not going to be left here. I am getting rescued.
It's just joy. Joy. I mean, it's hard to explain or put that into words the way they came in. I mean, it's like a movie. That's what in my head, it's like a movie. You know, you see these guys coming in and breaking down the door and literally pulling you out and rescuing you. This is not something... I mean, none of it was ever anything I would ever thought I'd ever experience, but it's still something I prayed for and hoped for, but then to have it really happen is surreal, surreal. And, you know, I say this, there was a 20th anniversary in Las Vegas. I was hoping to see Kearney there and he wasn't there. And I was able to tell a lot of them, I said, in my mind, y'all are all 6 feet tall. Your shoulders are so broad, you had to turn sideways to get in the room because you are heroes. You know, we see this stuff in TV and movies, and we see these make-believe, but I got to experience it in real life. You know, I think America sees our men and women in uniform as abstract, the sacrifices they make and what they do for us. I get to see it and experience it face-to-face, you know, in this moment. I saw these men come in to pull me out at the risk of their own lives. I experienced that. So when people talk about, oh, you know, I appreciate, the soldiers and Marines. I was like, you have no idea. You have no concept. Well, as a soldier that went out and did, right. And then you have no concept of what they're really willing to do for you. I understand because they got that intel. He was Colonel Clarity at the time, sent those men in and it could have all went to hell. It could have all went to hell. But they did it. And here I am. Okay. And I have to see my daughter grow up.
Incredible.
She's a pain in my ass. I see my niece and a niece that I wouldn't have got to meet because my sister was pregnant. I have two nephews that I would have never got to meet if they weren't willing to do this for me, you know. So it's humbling. It's very humbling of what, you know, somebody's willing to do for you.
So this is the third time you've met Kearney. When you met him that day, what was Kearney doing? And then Kearney, I want you to piggyback off it and tell us again, pick it up from your point of view, what happened right before that.
Weren't you the one that kicked down the door?
Yeah, no, that was me. And I always tell the story. It's like, you know, you watch on TV and you just watch somebody walk up and kick a door and it just flies open. So that was the first door that I ever really kicked. And it's not like the movie. So the first two bangs she heard, that was my failed attempts at trying to get that door open. Third one is when it actually came open. Yeah. We didn't have any breaching equipment at the time. So I was the breacher for the door.
Oh my God. So Oh my God. So, so you talk about stress and pressure. I can't imagine what you must be thinking with those first two kicks. Because now the element of surprise is gone and those first two kicks aren't successful.
The element of surprise for us was gone from the beginning. Like I said, somebody had walked up and handed one of the guys on, you know, that was on guard, one of the, a letter or something like that with a makeshift map that was drawn up with, I think they were staying in house number 13, if I'm not mistaken. And it's like the way it's written in Arabic, it looks different. So it almost looks like a seven, then like a squiggly seven, then a one or something like that. So when we found out what we were going to do, we go in and we're trying to, you know, the vehicle commanders, the guys driving, they're trying to get, you know, navigate off of that map that we're given. And they're like, all right, cool. It should be right up there. That's the house. So we're in this town, you know, the city, Samara, and we go up to this house. It's the wrong house, you know, reading the map. And so we figured out, oh, yeah, it's backwards. You know, they write backwards.
Oh, you know? My God.
Yeah. So we went to the wrong house at first. And then, it was like, all right, hey, so we're on foot now. You know, we had exited the vehicle, went, hit the wrong house, left that house, realized, hey, there's nobody here. All right, so now we're on foot, and we're just trying to, like, think we were, like, a few blocks away, so we had to move down a few blocks. But, you know, everybody knows we're there. Like, there's no element of surprise. And I remember telling a story years ago. It was the only thing I could really compare it to is you start seeing people come up on rooftops. Like the rooftops are just flooded with people. People are coming out. And it just reminded me, you know, I had seen, you know, my senior year of high school, I think it was, I went and I saw Black Hawk Down. And that was the only thing I can compare it to was like everybody's on these rooftops. It's like reminds me of like that movie Black Hawk Down. It's a setup. We're going to get ambushed, you know, because we knew that there was Americans that were still, you know, being held POW, but we didn't know where, you know. So in my mind, I'm like, this is an ambush. And then running, you know, a few blocks down was somehow we get to that right house. And, you know, I remember being the point man going up to that door and I remember that house. It was kind of weird. Like, there was actually two front doors. It was almost looked like a duplex, if I remember correctly, but, you know, their style of house. So I went up to the door on the right, just kind of, you know, running up to that door. I get on the door, two kicks. It doesn't open. Third kick, it finally opens. I think there was like the door that was on the left was open and it connected to that house. So as I'm coming up, there was a hallway. I remember as I was coming up the hallway, there's a door to my left and I looked to the left and I saw somebody in there with a gun, you know, a rifle, but it was one of our guys. So I went to turn real quick and, you know, the whole time we're, you know, yelling to everybody, get down. And I went to turn to tell that guy to get down, but he was with me. He just found that open door, you know?
Wow.
So I remember, you know, we're going in and there was the first room on the right that they were all in. And, you know, we went in and, you know, like she said, telling everybody, hey, get down. And I remember somebody saying, you know, she had, you know, we told everybody to get down, stand up if you're American. And people started standing up. And I remember somebody said to Shoshana, like, you know, get down. And I was like, no, she's an American. You know, everybody else was, you know, lack of better terms, everybody else was Caucasian. She didn't look Arabic. She looked like people that I know, you know, wow. So she didn't look Arabic. And I knew, I'm like, she's an American, you know? And
wow.
Yeah, it was, you know, I tell the story, you know, looking back after, you know, on it is, I think the people there were so scared. It's like, we could have went in there with MRE spoons and, you know, got them out of there. You're like, they, you know, the people were so scared.
Don't discount what you've done, man. This is, no.
I know, right?
Do not discount what you've done, man. This is, again, we see the movies and superheroes. This is superhero stuff. And so don't discount it. And that's what a lot of us tend to do. We tend to say, oh, no. Yeah, but it wasn't this. No, this was the greatest moment you could have in the biggest moment of your life and you stepping up. So don't discount it at all.
Yeah, it was
right?
Cool. Yeah.
So, all right. So now you see Shoshana and them. So you two, I guess this is your third meeting second meeting after that. So yeah. Shoshana, before we kind of get into how you guys get out, when you see Kearney here, like what kind of emotions does it bring for you?
It's surreal. First of all, I always comment. I was like, oh, he's a grown man now. Because I remember the 18-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
He was 18, right?
Yeah.
And I remember thinking at the time, because, you know, at that time, everybody was dusty, dirty. They looked a little older. Kearney went back to Doha with us. My security blanket, I had a grip on that boy's arm so tight, you know, because it made me feel safe. I was okay. And then he went and cleaned up and everything. And then I saw this baby face. I was like, oh, my God, this little boy. I was 30. I had 12 years on him. I saw this baby and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, I think that's when somebody asked how old I was. I was like, I'm 18. And I was with Castro. Castro, I think, was 21, you know, and I'm like, what, you're 18? Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. It was like, oh my God.
How long had you been in by that point?
Jeez. I was so new. I was new. So, I had got to the unit. I got to the unit in, I think, January of 2003. We check in and yeah, like so new.
3 months. Okay.
Yeah. Boot camp. I went to boot camp in June of 2002, graduated boot camp, went to school and then checked in. I had been in the Marine Corps, I think at that time, for 5 months, you know, check in to the unit. And I remember, our company first sergeant, he's like the senior enlisted advisor to the company commander, but he was a gunnery sergeant, was his rank. Gunnery Sergeant Peterson, there's like seven of us checking in and he's like, you guys better learn your job and learn it quick because we're going to war. And I remember like, oh yeah, like eventually we'll go to war like someday. And it was probably 10 days later, I'm bringing my bag on ship, you know, we took Navy ships over there. And yeah, so that's how long I had been in.
Okay. So you go in, you grab Shoshana and Shoshana grabs you. And there's a famous picture of you, you know, you guys running out away from there. Tell me the process, both of you. Where do you go from there? Where do you, people just think, okay, you get clean. And then in the movie, we see you next and, you know, somebody's getting a medal and that's it. Tell us the journey from that moment on.
Oh, that picture, this picture, that's hours later.
Yeah.
That's hours later. They had to get us because let me tell you, I'm going to tell you this right now. And I've seen General Clarity. I just saw him a couple months ago and stuff like that. I still keep in contact with him. He was their battalion commander. They said, and some of the Hewitt guys, some of the intel guys, got some of that information, took it to him and said, you know, this is what we got. And they said that he said, okay, let me go and call up. They said 5 minutes later, that man came back and said, we're going to do it. There's no way in hell he got permission in 5 minutes.
Wow.
No way in hell. So when they rescued us, they had to wait to call in air to pick us up. So they had to secure an area they had to secure it, and they had to guard us until the aircraft came and picked us up.
Oh my God. So it wasn't
just the rescue. They had to, once that happened, they still had to keep us secure until we got picked up to take him back.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.